USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is paying tribute to the everyday heroes on the front line during the coronavirus pandemic.
So during this difficult time, our citizens are rising to the challenge, just as generations of Americans have done before us.
The president also talking at the White House about developing a vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor, unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project.
The House is inching closer to a vote on a $3 trillion stimulus bill, but based on today's debate, the bill will likely pass on a party-line vote, but stands little chance of being taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 60 points to finish at 23,685. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A new poll is out regarding social distancing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago.
The poll also finds that fewer people, 73%, are choosing to stay home as much as possible, while a rising number of people, 27%, are starting to lead their normal lives. Wisconsin is opening for business slowly after the state Supreme Court struck down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order. Governor Evers not happy with the ruling.
Just because Republicans said it can be a free-for-all, that doesn't mean we have to throw that good judgment out the window.
The governor has repeatedly refused to work with the GOP regarding a plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Amid a huge increase in consumer complaints, the federal government is once again reminding airlines of their obligation to offer customer refunds for canceled flights. Airlines have slashed their flight schedules in response to plummeting demand, canceling thousands of flights, but they've been reluctant to refund airfares to customers when they've canceled flights. Instead, they're offering travel credits and vouchers for future travel. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says that's not the right thing to do.
If the airline cancels your flight, they have an obligation to refund that ticket. And currently, there seems to be some confusion about what is cancellation, what is a delay, what is prompt.
Another major retailer is ready to file for bankruptcy, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
JCPenney's is giving millions of dollars in pay bonuses to top executives as the department store chain reportedly teeters on the edge of bankruptcy. The 118-year-old company is one of many retailers that was forced to temporarily close its stores as the coronavirus spread across the United States. JCPenney, which has 90,000 employees, would join Neiman Marcus and J. Crew among retailers that went bankrupt since the virus struck. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John. And for more news, you can find us online, of course, at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.